forever. Dog.
Race Chaser.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. And welcome back to Race Chaser
Classique.
A podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning. My name's Alaska. What is yours?
Hello, I'm Willem.
Well, honey, today we are talking about life, liberty, and the pursuit of style. That's right.
That's the name of the episode, huh?
Yes, it is.
Huh. In watching, I didn't see much style.
Oh, my God.
Well.
Wow.
I saw clunky Americana outfits and hard fronts.
Setting fire to the rain over here.
The precipitation was flammable.
I thought the style was unique.
I thought the judging was interesting.
I'm feeling entertained.
The library was definitely open last week, and in addition to the library, it was also a stand-up comedy challenge. It was all around sink or swim and be funny.
And this was, of course, the Shangela's moment to shine.
And shine she did.
Hallelujah-sical. And someone left the cake out fully in the rain. I mean,
I don't think she could make it.
The sweet green icing was really flowing.
It took
down.
So long to bake it.
And you know what? I misplaced the recipe.
You'll never have it again.
I'm concerned that I will never have it again. It was in a back issue of Better Homes and Gardens.
Yeah.
I misplaced the edition.
I left a note in my old overcoat, and I think it fell out of my pocket. The mirror message is simple. It says, "Work, Heathers, XOXO Delta."
Baby, please. Let's just do. I've always wanted to do a show where
just the bridges.
It's just that whole Donna Summer greatest hits where all the songs blend into each other.
That album is amazing.
Start to finish, a show with all different people doing it. It's gonna happen someday.
I would be so down. Get Irene Carr to come.
Baby, please.
Please don't take a love of me.
Please don't take a love of me.
Nevermore.
As he knows, Alexis ain't the Heather.
Raj is fake. Karma is fake too. Manila's fake. Bam.
Yes, Alexis is going on about the Heathers, and she says, "I think Raja is fake. I think Carmen is fake. I think Manila is fake."
Bam! But here's the thing. I mean, she's in a competition with them. You don't have to show everybody every facet of yourself. So,
well, Shangela's like, "I saw Manila's tears, and I think they were false."
Really?
But it's like, yes.
Well, someone accused me of fake crying on my season two, and they were wrong. Don't you, little bitch. this tearing up over Delta leaving, though, is genuine, I think, because, like,
yeah, girl.
Delta, once you've ever worked with Delta or been in a dressing room with her, you want to be her friend, and you want to be, like, you want to be read by her. You want to, you know, just have the piss taken out of you a little bit by Delta, because it's always entertaining, and she is such a fucking good time, and, like, for me to have gone through everything that I have with her and to still, I think, have her such in a high regard, because everything she's done is classy and a level. And sure, we may not agree on certain small, minute things, but, like, she's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So if you're in LA, check her out for sure.
Yeah. And yeah, Definitely, because it's really easy to cry at that point on Drag Race.
This video message from Rue is very patriotic. She says, the USA is still the best damn country on the earth, 2010.
That one didn't age well, did it?
No. That's not what RuPaul's Drag Race can do for you, but what you can do for RuPaul's Drag Race, damn if that's not true. This week, we are focusing on Rue's favorite things, TNA. The T is that the queens have 30 minutes to bedazzle a bra. And the A, we later learn, is for America.
I liked this challenge.
Because it has to do with drag.
Yeah. And I feel like it would be fun, but some of the presentations, it was just kind of like
boo-boo.
Flat and just like, sure, the bra is pretty, but Manila gave it a character and like it gave it some action mm-hmm. and it really made
That's
the whole thing.
That's why she won.
Yeah.
She was the only one that like...
Some of the girls were just like, I put this on and there are sparkles on it because you gave us sparkles.
Mm-hmm. Manila saying that RuPaul was on her, or Shangela saying RuPaul was on her bra when she glued corn girdles.
At least she tried something.
She said, this is from the new RuPaul line. I mean to talk to you about it. I love Shangela. Always
RuPaul
hustle.
Was like, I'm good. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm going to do Iron Fist next year and that's going to fail first, but maybe I'll talk to you
God.
After that. Those shoes were so ugly. I wore an
They
iron...
were fantastic. I loved the Iron Fist line.
It's the only thing I've ever tried to steal that I hated.
Oh.
Really, honestly, like, why would you steal something you don't want? I wore.
Sherrod brought back a suitcase of those damn shoes, and we all wore them.
Does Rue motorboat Raja, or does she just talk about motorboating Raja?
I think she just talks about it.
She like does it from across the. It's like an 8 feet away because they can't leave their mark.
Oh.
Right.
Okay.
The spinning torpedo thing is really, really funny. The with Manila.
Oh yeah, Manila's always funny. She's,
they add
when she's
these
not,
like
Manila's
sound
always
effects.
Manila's always funny, except when she has to be.
Right. RuPaul does this like Wonder Woman like blocking the bullets with this
Wonder Woman. With the shields.
Wonder Woman. What would you have done for your bra?
My bra would probably be.
I know you've never been known to add sparkles to garments. I know it's not really your thing.
The funny thing is, I really like Carmen's and Raja's just because they're like pretty
realistic,
pretty and sparkly. And
Carmen's is really good.
The bra that Raja or that Rhea wore to the Emmys, mm-hmm. it was like. A bra that I stoned when I was 14 with Michael's Aww. Plastic stones. And I showed it to her. And she's like, this is great. I was like, don't take it. It's mine from when I was 14.
Mm-mm.
The moment you say don't take it to someone.
You have never seen it again.
I don't know. Yeah. She probably has it. I'll see it again in a year or two.
It's under a glass coffee table somewhere.
So is she, though.
At someone's house.
She's still in it. Wow.
Some scat queen's fucking... living room.
Yeah. Oh God. Rue loves a bit.
And RuPaul's turning a look today as well.
She's doing that Wyoming Western wear.
The Wyoming Western wear. Yes.
Miss Wyoming woman.
Yes.
Wyoming woman. That should be a Kylie.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. The main challenge for this is a PSA. It called Why I Love the USA. And the directive is to deliver a message that is entertaining and from the heart. And each queen will have 10 minutes to find a heart. And, 10 minutes in front of the camera. And Manila gets an extra 5 minutes of camera time.
Mm-hmm.
And the PSAs will be sent to military service people, quote.
Really?
It says the PSAs.
Do you think they were?
Yeah, maybe the veterans that they used in season 6.
Tell us a joke! Falling asleep.
Knitting.
Knitting! During the comedy challenge!
Jesus
we'll
Christ.
Be getting to that in a few years. We'll be getting to that episode in 6 years. Okay.
They all disperse to do their little writings of their PSAs and stuff. And PSAs, I think, are hard for me because you always have to, like, like find some way to personalize it to people and want then get them to listen and understand your story and also be kind of entertaining.
Yeah, I think the thing they're really looking for is the heart connection, because some of the girls went for sort of flippant straight comedy and it didn't pay off. Some of the girls went for like just serious glamour. That also didn't pay off. It's really, this challenge is about the heart connection. And so if you can make it somehow personal, which Alexis definitely does, I think that's the way to go when they put heart from the heart in the description.
They want tears. They want you to break down your walls. They want to see the vulnerability. Yes. That's what they want here.
Yeah,
this definitely is not a performance challenge. This is a be you, or be the you that you want to win, at least.
Yeah.
I think. And fake boyfriends always help, too.
Well, Alexis is having a hard time, and Shangela is really good at helping people.
I mean, look at what she did with Stacey. She basically helped Stacey win.
Yeah. For as much as people say Shangela asked for a lot of help on this season, she also is giving a lot of help.
Yeah, 100%. Except in this instance where she says, baby, I gotta write mine.
I had a pen, and it was just here. Where is my pen? And my Shauna Brooks.
Did anyone see my 8x10? My drag mama?
It was just,
I set it down
here.
Now,
I just had it.
Yara is also looking for help.
It's gone.
On this challenge. And she needs serious help. And she asks Shangela. Shangela won't help Yara either.
So Yara feels a type of way. She feels like, hey, I helped you get your face together.
Yeah.
You can't tell me how to,
you can't tell me how to conjugate
PSA.
Something?
Yeah.
No, she can't even tell me what PSA stands for.
Girl.
Yeah, Rue's walkthrough is, the basic Rue walkthrough. She says hi to Raja. Tells her left her pills on the counter. Again. She says, keep it up, babe. Casual, easy.
The pills on the counter.
Babe,
how's your glucosamine? You keep forgetting. Manila's PSA is about a variety of food and maybe sex, and it's a little tongue-in-cheek, but I mean I don't mind it. At least she found a way to approach it.
I was entertained. I thought it was really funny, like her laying in bed with the Statue of Liberty smoking a cigarette.
I thought that was great.
Visually, like, you don't even have to have the volume on. That's funny to me.
What a great way to end it off, yeah.
But if she would have had just a touchstone of like something just a little bit from the heart and something personal, I think it would have helped. Because she just went sort of jokey, and I don't think that's what they were looking for, obviously.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Cheryl Teagues was much plucked.
Oh, she did not like
this.
You kind of lost me.
Scatological humor.
It's like, what the fuck? What are you doing judging a drag contest, Cheryl Teagues?
I want Cheryl Teagues' nose and Lena Horne's cheekbones and Carol Burnett's chin.
I'd say Carol Burnett's neck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Littorella.
We're going to take a break.
Oh, okay. Bye. The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you.
Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime. Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
And here we go.
So Carmen's PSA, she's certain we'll make it to the troops. And she's keeping that in mind by showing all the body.
Yeah.
No foam
here,
honey.
This is why you have to go in with a really set plan for these types of like green screen or like shooting thing challenge. Mm-hmm. Because when you don't, it can just be very like her. She just was sort of like meandering about and like.
Literally. And then Rue was giving her suggestions like, why don't you bend all the way down? Doesn't bend down.
No.
Just like doing the least.
Giving the least.
Yes, honestly. I mean, it.
She was not extra. She was the opposite of extra. Yeah,
less.
Less.
I feel like, though, it still kind of works in a way in the end. Sure, it looks disinterested, but like lots of pretty girls look disinterested.
And we get the famous line that everyone says all the time. No foam here, honey.
Yeah, it's.
Go jump in the ocean. You won't drown. Silicone floats.
Oh, well, yeah, that was Delta's read, right?
No, it was Chancellor's.
Oh, sorry. Now, Yara's dad is in the Army's reserves, but she doesn't want to mention that in the PSA, which for me makes me go, why not?
Yeah.
But I also don't remember that part from the episode and Dipper just went outside.
Oh, okay.
Hey, it's Dipper. So at this point, I got up to leave the room to handle some business on my phone, assuming that Alaska and Willem would just continue on. Wasn't the case.
Yeah, who's calling me?
The entire fabric of the podcast falls by the wayside when
Dipper
leaves the room.
With Visa MasterCard account services, with important changes to your account before...
What's going on out there? Dipper never leaves during the podcast. It must be serious. Is there chocolate in there?
Yeah, eat all the chocolates. Dipper, I don't remember you clocking out for your 10. So when you hear this in the future, just to let you know that we know.
And so someday your children will know.
And Shangela's children's children.
Shikwifa. McGriddles or whatever the fuck your drag name was.
McQuifa Fondouche. And then before that, it was even worse. It was Bafquisha Deluxe. When I was like 13, I thought it was going to be Bafquisha. Bafquisha.
So I'm glad you didn't go that route.
Same. I think it could have limited... limited loss for me.
Well, should we just keep going?
Yeah.
Well.
Shangela texted us back.
Oh, yeah. What did she say?
She said that she can't, says she's not here, obviously.
We gathered that.
Yeah. We've been trying to book our sisters on the show, and sometimes we ask somebody. We asked the producer of her podcast, who's like, yeah, she's in town that day. Good luck.
That does not mean anything.
It's like
anything.
Asking Forever Dog if they know where Alaska and I are eating lunch on any given day. It's like, they're in LA. Good luck. But Shangela, we would love to have you on the show whenever. And congrats
Open
on your
invitation
new podcast.
Completely.
Thank you.
Oh. Thank you, Dirty.
Alexis is feeling conflicted about mentioning her military lover in the PSA.
Mostly because she hasn't fleshed out that reality yet of it being true, it seems.
Well, I kind of admit, There are theories that have been floating around in the drag world that this was it was sort of a fabrication.
I mean, if you've ever been in a dressing room with Alexis, she's very honest about her time on Drag Race. And
if it was a fabrication, which some people allege that it was, I think good for her.
Yeah, what? Good for her. The pit crew is wearing shoes.
They are?
Yeah, they're in combat boots and they look so cute. Oh, the pit crew has shoes on, Dipper.
I know, it's in the outline.
Oh, oh my gosh. I think Shangela does a good job with this and she looks beautiful.
She looks great. I just can't believe that Alexis's serviceman boyfriend was the same guy that was suffering with HIV that Rebecca Glasscock knew.
Oh my God. Listen, I say thumbs up and salute to Alexis Mateo for if she made up the military boyfriend, way to go, girl. Good job.
Fabricate the house. I don't mind. When they told me my casting tape needed some more stakes or something, I made up a story about being abused.
You called Butcher Box. And got some steaks. Wait, who'd you make up? What?
Chanel said that I needed some steaks on the tape, like STAKES, like yeah. Some like
oh, on your audition tape.
Yeah, they're like, what's something a problem that you overcame XYZ? And I was like, well, just made up frivolity.
Fabrications.
Fabergé.
Wow.
For sure. The directions that Michelle and Rue are giving on set are great, but what the fuck is Michelle wearing? It looks like she's wearing a painting dress.
She looks great. No, she looks like Ariana Grande.
She looks great from the neck up, but like bottom down, it's a beach maxi dress.
It's a beach maxi dress. And also, I think Michelle doesn't say a single word.
She doesn't need to when she looks
thing.
That beautiful.
She does. She looks perfect.
Damn. I understand why she got them tits out too, because those are at her belly button. They look heavy.
She doesn't say a single word, if I'm correct.
She just did.
No, she didn't.
I literally saw her lips moving right
well,
there.
I didn't hear anything.
Well,
yeah,
because
it's on
I
mute.
Didn't hear anything.
You guys cheated.
Cheater.
Thank you.
Do you like their combat boots?
Yes, I do. I like the pit crew.
In the heart of all the gays.
Mm-hmm. Ah. Hallelujah.
The only reason she sounds kind of off key is because they're playing a different version of the Star Spangled Banner behind her that's a different pace.
That they put
which
in.
Makes her sound wonky.
Yeah, and if you've ever heard her sing Shallow, you know that.
Shangela, we invite you to come sing Shallow anytime. An open invitation.
100.
How do you feel about Manila's Blonde?
Manila's Blonde.
Do you like Manila in a 613?
To me, it looks like there's so much makeup in the hairline that it's rooted, but I don't know. I'm just happy the pit crew's in shoes.
Raja gives just straight up pinup moment. And she even says, like, you know, I've been really funny and like edgy this whole time.
It's going to be glamour.
I think I'm just going to be pretty.
And she is.
She's so fucking pretty.
Gorginta. Modeling. Tippy toes. Yeah. I have no notes for Raja at all.
I mean, her delivery's a little flat, but you can't clock that.
But she's also
look.
Fucking beso profundo. Like, she's
what
got, like, the deep...
That?
She looks
deep
so pretty,
voice.
And then she sounds like fucking Barry White.
Hello.
And the judges, Santino... The dickhead notes the the disconnect from visual to audio.
Yeah.
Or and it's like, you're a fucking dickhead. Yeah, we're men. Some of us have deep voices and Raja's old.
Do you change your voice when you're in drag?
Not usually. Yours goes lower usually.
Yeah.
Alexis is in her USA jumpsuit and that accent fabric and she is ready to bam! Sickening, no?
This is the birth of so many catchphrases, a really defining moment for Alexis Mateo. We see her playful side, and this, I mean, jumpsuit is... Can we wear these for something?
Something, yeah.
Can we get them made for the one of the live shows? God, matching bodysuits and American flag. Or maybe we can get them with English flags. Because I don't want to wear no shit with American flags on them right now.
Me neither at all. And look at Michelle talking.
Bam! Sickening, no?
Does she mention having chorizo?
She does.
Is chorizo a Puerto Rican meat? Or
no,
Spanish
it's a
meat?
Sausage.
Yeah. I made a summer sausage earlier. You can check that out on my YouTube.
What, read the quote that she says about her chorizo.
Bam, only in America does a woman like me having a freaking chorizo.
I think you're Bam.
Bam!
This is the birth of Bam. She obviously does a really great job, and she really just plays and has a good time. But she also brings in
the heart.
I want you to come home, Poppy.
Yeah, 100%.
He went to the army, navy, the military, mm-hmm. and
the gun place.
He was in the closet,
but he left me this jacket in my closet to wear on the main stage.
He went away to the military, but didn't take his jacket. He left it for me, but he was in the closet.
And a visor.
Oh, yeah. A visor, which you put a pompadour through.
How do you feel about the backstory?
I feel like the backstory needs to be backpedaled so she can figure out a few more things.
I have one thing to say.
I want to see the receipts.
I want to see the receipts. Maybe.
Messy man.
Actually, we have a very special guest. Her closeted military lover is here. Come on in.
Oh.
He looks so great. We don't have a mic for him, but he looks really great.
It's okay. He's under a gag order anyway. From Alexis's thick chorizo. There's a gag order on that.
Oh my goodness.
This main stage is one of the most fun I've ever seen Rue have when she's just giving shit to Santino.
She loves a runner joke.
Loves it. This red velvet ruffle gown and long bob.
I think she's giving Brooklyn Heights.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
In this runway look. And this is one of the most arresting runway looks I've ever seen RuPaul in. I really, really love it.
Everybody looks good in red.
I'm like here. I'm here for it. I'm here for it. I'm there for it. I'm down for it.
Before the main stage.
So before we get to RuPaul looking amazing.
The girls are all talking about Carmen being Puerto Rican, right?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a little of that. Yeah.
And Carmen says she can understand Spanish, but she doesn't speak it.
Yeah.
I saw her speaking enough of it on stage in Peru when we did a gig together. So I guess that's changed since then, much like her face.
Wow.
Are we not allowed to say that?
I don't know.
Half of her nose is gone.
Oh my God.
It is.
Oh my
God. It went
God.
From an outie to an innie. What?
What do you feel about the foreshadowing, though, them talking about Spanish and then the lip sync song is?
I hope two Spanish speaking girls don't fall into the bottom.
Can't believe they had to give all that Spanish backstory and then the lip sync is a Spanish song. Wow, yeah. You guys, why don't you talk about how Carmen's denying her roots?
Listen, it's a good show.
It is. It is. And just because we can see...
They know what they're doing.
They do.
They're good at it.
Now, the drag really directive will be told to you after this break.
Bye.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones. And, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack and they have that song about time and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite and you should like try to appreciate it and then take downtime and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it and she really liked it too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to Race Chaser Problematique. Girls, some of the runways are a little on the edge of glory.
There are things that would not fly. I don't even think they'd be allowed at the airport nowadays.
Right. No fly list.
But they're so good. But I understand that just because I like something, that doesn't overweigh the ramifications of someone who's not of that origin wearing it, even if it is super pretty.
Yeah. I mean, RuPaul looks arresting, of course. And Santino is wearing a... Revolutionary
wig.
War wig out of the bag from CVS at Halloween time. Mm-hmm. You wait until the day after Halloween and everything is like 80% off.
November 1st is the time.
Does Michelle have way more tattoos?
Michelle has a lot of tattoos.
When she salutes, you see like a bunch.
Oh, she's got them under her arm. She's got a big one on her back. She's got, she had a star underneath her titties.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a finger one, I think, somewhere. They did Santino dirty.
They're like, can you get the hardest front?
Harder. Johnny Weir, I think, is a qualified judge because A, he's got on a face full of makeup. His hair obviously did not wake up like that.
And she's wearing Caprica gloves.
Caprica gloves, for sure.
She's wearing Alessandra Torresani gloves.
Alessandra, he borrowed your claw.
Friend of the pod.
And he reads.
I want Cheryl Teagues' eyes and Lena Horne's cheekbones. Okay.
This patriotic outfit category is also known as Yankee Doodle Drag.
Honey, she was Yankee Doodle on that stage. Manila's interpretation is unique, and she looks cool, of course.
Yeah.
Like, what's not to love about anything Manila wears on the runway?
The visible bra strap.
Oh,
that's
really?
It. Yeah.
No, it's a flapper dress. That was an exposed strap.
Honey, I see the strap. What I'm talking about is the visible bra strap.
It's an adjustable strap. You don't know it's from a bra.
It is. Rewind it a little bit, Dipper, so I can be right.
Fuck, I was chewing just now. Sorry, there's chocolate. I can't help it.
Play.
Please don't unsubscribe.
Wait, is this where they got the Moneyball idea? When was Moneyball?
Maybe. Moneyball, no,
Moneyball is this season.
Yeah.
It happens later.
Well, maybe they saw Manila was so good at it, so.
They were like, hey,
bra strap.
Yeah, you're totally right.
Yeah.
No!
Yeah, it's a black bra, and then there's a green strap, too, that you can see. She looks great. Oh, and her tights are stoned.
Wow.
Did you see
that? Did you stone those money tights?
She probably did back then, for sure.
Carmen Carrera's giving us yet another multi-color tulle cover-up.
That ain't tulle, that's crinoline.
Crinoline cover-up.
She looks great.
She looks amazing.
It's not reinventing the wheel.
No, and she took your dress from the LA Emmys and wore it
as a shrug.
As a shrug. And then the judges shrugged.
Alexis comes out, gives a 5-gun salute, and she also has a purse flag thing.
I'm here for the purse because when you fold up the American flag, it becomes a triangle.
And that's a triangle purse.
And it's a triangle American flag folded up purse. Her attention to detail is very great. She's
sickening, no?
She's covered this regulation military uniform in stones.
Her boyfriend's not going to be able to wear it anymore.
Well, yes, and we all
first
know...
First, he'd have to exist, and then he'd have to put it on.
We know that in the Air Force, all of the soldiers wear gown skirts.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be amazing if our army did wear those?
All medals have all medals and regulation signage on a uniform usually has Preciosa or Swarovski components to it also. And the hats have an optional lid so you could put a loaf on top.
I am here for it.
Yes, 100%.
I'm there for it. I'm down for it.
Yara is wearing a traditional Puerto Rican costume, and
yes, which I love.
Yeah, she looks great.
We love motion. It's hard to wear all white, mostly because I can't keep it clean. However, she looks gorgeous.
We were told on our season not to bring anything all white.
Yeah.
And
now, do you think she couldn't get it off her arm, or this was a choice to keep it on the arm?
I don't know, but
eventually it does.
I know some girls do it as a choice. Like Erica used to drag stuff behind her, Erica Andrews, and then she did this thing where she would all wind it up over one arm, and then it would be like kind of like a really faggoty Lumiere, like just like this gorgeous.
If you
haven't seen Erica Andrews' Glamorous Life, look it up, and you'll be better in 4 minutes. It's a wonderful performance.
Celine.
Yeah. She also comes out looking like Judy Justin Hooker because I don't see how this is patriotic unless the shoe is blue. And then I might give her that. But other than that, nope, she was white.
It's more holiday when there needs to be a splash of blue somewhere, anywhere, a star,
or an eagle,
a stripe,
a dollar,
a live eagle on one of those falconer gloves.
A bird of prey of some sort. For
yes.
Sure. She has this little thing that she throws at the beginning like a bouquet.
Yeah,
and then she's like, she smiles like, "Hey, look, I had some blue."
She loves to pick up the biggest prop from the prop table and bring it on the runway and then throw it.
She's also 5 foot tall, so anything looks bigger with her.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to fuck her. My dick will look huge.
Oh my gosh.
I'm kidding. I'm not topping.
Raja looks sickening.
Yes, she's wearing. I like this concept.
She's wearing black leather boots.
Well, the theme is Americana, you know, runway. And so Raja's like, I'm going to go to like
true blue first
true nations. American yeah. First Nation. So like that's a unique interpretation because there's going to be a lot of red, white and blue Yankee Doodle hookers out there.
Manila wore money. I think it takes the two most creative people this season are Manila and Raja, and they both do something outside the box for this challenge.
Yes.
Which I think it speaks volumes to their minds and their creativity.
Yeah.
And this outfit is so great.
Yeah.
I got shit when I wore, and I think I talked about this already, I wore a headdress that logo made me wear for this Cher thing when we all had to dress up as different Chers. The bigger problem was, they didn't tell us that this was being shot in black and white. So for a queen to do her makeup and to not know it's shot in black and white.
Yeah.
Terrible. We all looked rotted. And then.
Sidelight. Love a sidelight.
Thanks, logo. Can Raja wear this though without flack because Indonesian people have never discriminated against Native Americans?
The thing about this particular thing is in certain tribes, the headdress is like a very sacred garment. So it's not just like wearing a kimono and like they sell them at the airport and like whatever.
Got
it's
it.
Like it's very sacred and has a lot of meaning. And like, you have to study and like be in the tradition of the religion for years and years to get to be able to have the ceremony where you get to wear this. Someone explained it to me once that it's something like that.
It's paraphrasing. It's not a turning look.
It's not. And so that's why this particularly is offensive to people who are Native American. And like, this is it's a conversation that has been ongoing. And I don't, you know, at the time, I think it was less on people's radars, but the conversation has been ongoing. And so that's why I won't wear a feather headdress anymore.
Sure. I don't think I will either.
I have in the past, and I will not
anymore. I have, and I'm not allowed to rent costumes anymore at Sylvia's Costumes because I never returned it after
logo shoot.
Yeah.
Oops. You returned that wig to me in one big dreadlock. I helped you glue rhinestones to that piece of cord.
So the dolls did great. And then they get to sit and watch the PSAs.
Throughout the critiques, Rue refers to Santino as all different gray-haired wig characters. Amadeus.
Thank you, Amadeus.
Thank you, Gandalf.
Thank you, Karl Lagerfeld.
Etc. It's nice to see her have fun. I'm glad she still has that in her life.
Yeah. She loves to read Santino.
I just want to...
He's a good foil.
I would love to do an open of just all the things that get said to the guest judges that aren't funny that the guest judges fake laugh at. Like,
For instance?
There's so many terrible ones. Terrible ones.
Merry Kissy Christmas, Rue.
Merry Christmas. Well, that one was good. Sonika, nika, nika!
Yeah.
I love Johnny Weir's four-fingered glove.
Oh, yeah.
It's so great.
Yeah.
What is Sean Changela's shoulder?
It's like a ruffly doodle.
She came out from behind.
Wow. She pretends to eat a hot dog.
The hot dog.
We all know what it looks like when it goes in your mouth, Carmen.
They kept that in there for bamboozlement purposes. I bet they were like, no, just fake it for now, and then we'll do the real biting of the hot dog. So we can, because it looks so awkward, the
so,
fake
and
biting.
And that's the one that they left in. It's like, y'all, janky. Carmen's fully rolling her eyes. Shangela's very pleased with Carmen's evaluation. And Cheryl Teagues knows nothing.
So, do you remember what they tell Carmen here? That she's got an attitude like she could give a shit about being in the competition?
Yeah, Santino's like, basically you're standing there and like you look like you could just give any shits about this whole fucking thing.
Do you think Carmen came here to win?
I don't know.
Do you think every girl on this stage, their intention when they came here was to win?
It's important to have that intention because winning isn't everything, but wanting to is.
Oh.
That's in Alyssa Edwards.
Is it?
Wisdom.
Okay.
Alyssa Edwards education.
Now, do you think Yara Sophia's PSA was too crazy? Because I like her particular brand of crazy.
Yara Sophia's?
Yeah.
I don't really remember it.
It was nuts.
Kind of didn't stand out.
I mean, the runways on this also, kind of come into play. Carmen's is kind of boring. That went with her evaluation. Manila's is fine, but like her PSA kind of sucked.
Cheryl Teagues did not like that scatological humor.
Mm-mm, she's not there for that. She was an angel.
Yeah. She said, I don't like fart jokes.
Raja is praised for her runway presentation, but her PSA was a stiff, and Johnny Weir called her cold and a dead fish.
Oh, my God.
Coming from an ice rink queen.
Yeah.
Calling cold. Raja cold. How dare you?
Cold.
Of course she's cold. She hasn't had a smoke in a month.
You can ask her all about it. Up next is Raja Reflections.
Oh. Hey, Raja Reflectorinis. Yes. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
one name suffices. It says it all. Raja.
Raja.
You know her as the iconic winner of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 3, and we have the privilege of speaking with her every episode for Season 3 in a segment that we like to call...
Raja Reflections.
Can I talk about The Simpsons? That's iconic. You're a fucking Simpsons character.
Simpsons.
Can I imagine?
What was that call like? Or did you have to go in for like a measurement or for like an animation, like... motion capture?
It's not
motion capture.
No, not
but they
that.
Drew it, your it tattoos even.
Yeah, it wasn't that complicated, but it was really interesting because I'd grown up with The Simpsons, as most of us have. It was junior high when The Simpsons were out, and it was part of the Tracy Ullman show, and no one had really known much about it. So yeah. I remember when The Simpsons first launched. So it was a big fucking deal for me. And for some crazy fucking reason, it was just part of the magical pattern. Anne Manila had decided that we were going to have our drag con booth together. And I was like, you know what we should do? We should cosplay.
I remember
the
that.
Sisters. You know, Marge's
Patty and Selma.
Patty and Selma.
Oh, you're right on the end too.
And she's like, really? And I'm like, yeah, because I already have like this purpley curly wig, and it would just be kind of funny because I think people, you know, I think people would just find it humorous if we just, and it would be so easy. And the only thing I want to do at DragCon is dress in the easiest costumes I can be in, like no tux, no tapes, nothing.
I'm doing my boat this year.
Oh, God.
So excited!
Good luck.
Good luck.
Yeah. So, and then before I even like realized it, like we had already decided that we were going to dress as that. All of a sudden, I got this email from World of Wonder saying that the Simpsons were having a workshop, or they wanted to have a little talk. What's that called? You know, a little thing.
A meeting?
No, when they like bring people in.
Audition.
No. When they bring people in to come see the, like at the convention.
Oh,
A panel.
Like they wanted to have a panel.
Got it.
Oh my God, I'm fucked up. So they wanted to have a panel and they wanted me to be the mediator or the person to kind of like be the MC of it. And I was like, why? And they're like, specifically, they wanted you. So I was like,
okay.
So I went and I did it. And I was in the same state that I'm in, which is drowsy and drunk. And I did this thing and I met, what's her name? The one that does Lisa Simpson.
Yardley Smith.
Yardley Smith, yes. And the woman who does the cat lady voice, and she does multiple voices on it. She was sitting to my right.
Oh my God.
And then the writer from The Simpsons.
Wow.
You guys, I had no clue what I was getting into. I was just like, oh, they asked me to do it. Mm-hmm. I coincidentally happened to dress as one of the Simpson characters.
That's absurd. It is not absurd.
There's no coincidence in my life anymore.
Yeah.
So I did it, and we had a great time. We were just kind of going through it. We did the entire hour, and then sure enough, about 3 weeks later, I got an email, and they were like, "We're doing this episode with RuPaul, and there's a scene with what's his name."
Homer,
who's going to be like, you know, like asking for a guest list, and Raja's going to be holding the guest list at the door at a Tupperware party. And I was like, fuck yes. So I just did it, you know, only took about 45 minutes for me to record, but it was like one of the most magical 45 minutes I'd ever had in my life.
Iconic.
For sure. Yeah.
Like forever.
I cried. I cried when I left the session.
That's so cool.
And then the rain fell.
What?
Yeah, it was magic.
The trade cries when they leave the session too with me. Do you agree with the judging? The safe girls this week were Shangela, Manila, and Raja.
Well, yeah, that seems fair. I mean, they did fine. Alexis Mateo wins a 3-piece super lightweight luxury luggage set from Antler.
Yes, Antler.
Have you ever had Antler?
No,
luggage?
Have you had Antler?
Antler. That's Antler. No, I haven't, but it looked really nice. I was like, ooh, I kind of want that prize.
How's your away luggage working out for you?
I don't know.
It's away.
It's the way at Lola's house. Lola's house. She uses the charger though constantly. Like she carries it with her, and like that, it's.
She's become... always doing 18 things though, and she always has a bag, a clutch, a wallet, and a valet, and a satchel,
and the Gucci fanny pack.
Oh, always. Yeah, just in case. Yeah,
always. It's necessary.
Yelling about bookings.
Friend of the pod, Lola.
Friend
LaQua.
Of the pod. This was obviously Alexis's week to win.
Definitely.
And it's they had to have two Spanish girls in the bottom for this lip sync to work.
Do you have anything you'd like to say to him if he's watching out there?
Bam.
I want you to come home, baby. Poppy.
Where
is her boyfriend? We don't know.
No, where is the fact that he is unreal come from?
Honey.
I'm just curious.
I'm not. It's not my. It is not my place to speak on this.
Even though you
already
did earlier.
That's why I will text you.
You'll text me later.
You fully. Everybody spoke on it earlier.
It's a missing persons case.
Better than an SVU, right?
Yeah.
Honestly, it's fake, and we all know it's fake. And anyone who knows her knows it's fake. So
oh my gosh. Well, good on her for story producing herself and giving her, you know, she gave herself steaks.
Uh-huh. From Butcher Box.
She gave herself, you know, everything that you want and you need in order to really have a gratifying win. And she did that.
Yeah, and she looks beautiful. And Cheryl Teagues is still plucked about that fart joke.
Well, this lip sync song is a really challenging one. It's Hey Mickey by Tony Basil.
You don't sing in Spanish?
Spanish.
Yes, you do. You did Valentina in Spanish.
No. I'd be able to learn it, but it's not as popular to me as the other version of the song, the English version.
Yeah.
So I would have learned it because you get that iPod and you have to learn every single song.
You learn them all.
So I bet a lot of the girls were like, can you believe this shit? We have a Spanish song in our fucking lip sync.
Yeah, but they were all probably smart enough to know, hey, we're not a Spanish girl, so this won't be us.
I don't know. It could have happened. I really believe it could have happened.
It could. I mean,
I think it's especially meaningful that it happened for Carmen Carrera, who they had a conversation about her not really speaking Spanish. And then she turns around and kills it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Especially meaningful.
Carmen, it always seems when she's set up to fail, is going to do great. She's just one of those people that's, I'd pick her second for a team for sure, if not first, if she wasn't the team leader already, because she's confident and she usually pulls it out.
Yeah.
And there's no time for bullshit with her.
No, not at all.
No, I don't rehearse.
Very beautiful, very confident.
Yeah.
So, lip sync para tu vida.
For your life.
Carmen knows all the lyrics.
Yara reveals the same swimsuit that she just did a reveal on, which is fine.
Well, it's less climactic, of course.
And it's less cumbersome than that big white, giant white dress.
Right.
I think Carmen has a necklace on that says Race Chaser. Is that a Race Chaser? Ding.
Yes. And it's a fun lip sync.
Can we talk about the point where Carmen is doing light table work with judges? Kissing
that...
them. Asking, seeing if they'll
you
tip.
You guys.
Seeing if they'll tip. Are they tipping tonight, Carmen?
This, I can't. You are not allowed to go down there.
Yet, Carmen does.
It is
an
unfair... This is a very scoochy lip sync song. It's just sort of like prancing and standing and walking back and forth. And then you make everyone clap at one point. So I understand
why Carmen
did it. She said, I have to do something.
This cutaway, all of a sudden it goes from Yara swinging her white bomba costume.
No, swinging a Puerto Rican flag.
I know.
Which,
she swings
the
bomba
costume. From,
and then
cool.
The next shot is... Carmen is Yara with a Puerto Rican flag unfurled. They don't even show it furled up. So where does she get it?
I think she pulled it out of her wig like me on All Stars.
Well, why didn't they show it? That would have been good TV.
Because the camera and security were running around because Carmen literally went and face fucked Johnny Weir.
Let's talk about the thing seen behind the judging thing.
So tell me what's there.
So they have a piece of paper for Johnny with little pictures with their names of each girl on there. They have uplighting. It looks like they have a marker and some cards.
Outlets for charging?
Maybe.
And then, yeah. And then a sign that says, please stay away from the judges.
They got a camera behind them. Oh my gosh.
Michelle's Carmen clapping, very pleased.
Carmen was like, Johnny Weir, I'm about to ruin your makeup. RuPaul's like, don't even get near me.
They don't even show RuPaul.
They don't even show Ru near Carmen, yet she side passed her to Santino right away. I bet Ru didn't even make eye contact with her.
Wow. Well, it's sort of Johnny Weir is just in a full
fucked up
smear
makeup.
Of red makeup now. It was one of those lip syncs where it's like you both kind of did good.
Yeah. Did you ever kiss a girl on the cheek and then go?
Drag is not a facial contact sport.
Never.
Well,
will you kiss me for this photo? No. What?
No.
You're a stranger.
Will I eat the dollar out of your mouth? Not on tonight.
No.
Thank you, though. Uh-uh.
Wait, you've never kissed a stranger?
Oh, but... Honey. Honey.
I'm going to get you a whole chicken so you can pluck it. Now, this double save goes down as the first double save in Drag Race history.
Yep, that's it.
Do you think this lip sync holds up against Whip My Hair and Shut Up and Drive as a double saver?
No,
not at all.
No, but I mean, to the performer's credit, it's a hard song to do.
Yeah, it is.
It's
the same
one
thing the whole
type
time.
Of
boop,
thing
boop, boop,
and
bouncy,
repetitive.
Bouncy, bouncy.
Yes.
Yeah, boop, boop, bop.
So they did what they could with it, and when all else fails, go down and lick someone's face.
100, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember when you did that.
I was trying to pull it out of the fire.
Wait, you see the splits at the end?
Who did them?
Yara, out of nowhere. Flag in the air. Shunk!
Well, like, dang.
And then they cut away before she fell over, because it was clear that's where she was going next.
I wonder if she did it in the lip sync, and they just didn't have time to show it. Because, like, that's kind of a major
trick.
Why
wouldn't they? She's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't need to at that point.
Yeah.
They got in what they got in.
Yeah.
I'm happy to have Carmen and Yara with us for another week. And we would love
that's
you
right.
to join us again next week for Race Chaser.
Yes. Thank you for being here.
I'm Willem.
And I'm Alaska.
And we'd love for you to rate and review our podcast if you like it. And don't forget to subscribe.
That's right. And on Instagram, you can follow the divas and the dolls at Willem at the only Alaska 5000. And a Race Chaser account is at Race Chaser Pod.
Hey, it's slip and slide into them DMs with your scalding hot tea, explicit dricks, and queries, quandaries, and questions.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget to use the hashtag Race Chaser when you post, or I'll keep using this insincere voice.
Okay. Bye.
Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck, available on iTunes.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.